This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, welcome back. What's on your mind? Hour number two. Kevin Flynn and for Scotty. Today, Scotty is off. Todd Mitchell is into Montana somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. So it's me and him hanging out in Bismarck, Mandan, and Mandan specifically at Jim the Flagpole Guy's new USFlagpoleGuy.com headquarters here in Mandan. South Mandan, 21st Street South. You can't miss it. The towers are up with the flags out front. That's your kind of your fleet out there, is it not? That's the whole...
Yes, it is.
That's the flagpole guy fleet. There's a new shop here. It's called, what is it called? A condo?
It's a shop condo.
Shop condo. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Back has got the shop. Big door. You can back the big trucks in, all the poles and flags and, you know, all of it back there. And then the front is like a nice showroom you've got going here. And got some stuff for sale, some flags and some different things you can see. And, congrats on the new location.
Thank you very much.
Brought to you by our friends at Butler. We were just got done with 3 days out at Big Iron, of course, in the Butler building out there. And, of course, when it comes to Caterpillar and Butler, I mean, first of all, thanks for the sponsorship of the Butler Arena. And, I mean, the improvements that that amazing building has seen. And seeing the Fendt, the Lexicon, the Rogator, the Challenger, the Class, I mean, the combines, the planters, track tractors. Butler has what growers need to see and learn about, find out more. With Butler, and they were just a phenomenal team, phenomenal crew. I see those Fendt tractors, man, and my jaw just drops.
Beautiful.
It's like your sewing machine there. I wouldn't know where to start with that thing. And, you know, it's definitely not your mom's combine, your dad's combine, or your mom's Singer sewing machine anymore, that's for sure. We are live in Mandan. What's the street address again?
3930 21st Street.
3930 21st Street South.
Southeast.
And great new location. And it's that time of the week when, in our second hour, we link up with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer and have our talk radio town hall. Kev, you're on the road to Candu. Is that the plan today?
That's the plan, and it'll be sketchy in and out as I make my way to Candu for the groundbreaking of the new Towner County Medical Center.
Oh, really? Very nice.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Yeah, well, there aren't many towns of fewer than 1,500 people building new medical centers these days, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, very, very true. We will get right into it. 800-228-0550. Super producer Chris Larson is answering the phones, and we'll get you in the queue here. We'll start off with some text questions for you, sir. Question for Senator Cramer. What's your plan to pay off the $31 trillion in national debt? Is that even the number anymore? And discuss the pension and other liabilities we don't have on the books. It's getting to maybe be serious, especially when they talk about Social Security and pensions and things. And how do you respond to that?
Well, you're going to have to cancel all the ads now through the rest of the hour. I'll just talk, and then you might get to it. But seriously, it's an important and serious question because the texture references $31 trillion. I don't know if you guys remember, but it wasn't very long ago when $20 looked like it was going to be the breaking point.
Yeah.
And I remember it was 19 and 18. And one of the things, the first thing that I would say is I never cease being amazed that we can drive up this much debt and not have a collapse of some sort. But one of the reasons we haven't, I think, is because the economy continues to grow, accordingly. Now, when you get well over 100% of, debt is higher than the productivity of the country, that's when you really get in trouble. And certainly the pandemic and the spending that went on through the first, couple of years of that, added dramatically. Now some of that spending in terms of deficit spending is getting closer to, as previously, which is still too much. But the test makes perhaps point in question about
you're breaking up.
Yeah, I can see that. I have one bar here on Highway 3.
We have you
okay
now.
Okay, So with regard to pensions and Social Security that you brought up, the biggest driver of debt in our budget, of course, is the mandatory side of the ledger. It is now, you know, two-thirds of the budget, more than two-thirds of the budget. Medicare being one of the big ones that's mandatory and has its own revenue source, if you will. A revenue source is not keeping up with the outlays, right. Will be insolvent within about 5 years. Social Security, retirement is going to be insolvent within about 10 years. Now, I'm going to round these numbers to make it, you know, to keep it simple because I'm a simple guy and I don't understand complicated things, but you are talking about a shortfall of revenue to outlays of, you know, nearly 25%. And which means one of two things has to happen at that point when that insolvency takes place. It's not complete insolvency because it's always income coming to meet the demands going out. And so, you know, there will either have to be a 25% cut in services and in benefits, which obviously will not be popular, which is also why Democrats have never wanted to talk about this topic. Or there's going to have to be a replacement of that revenue, at which point the replacement mechanism will have to be very dramatic, Kevin. And this is what, but I've been in Congress for 10 years talking about this. Very few members will. And I could tell several, you know, somewhat amusing stories about what members have told me when I've tried to discuss this in more of a public way. But every year that we don't deal with the absolutely imminent dissolving of this these entitlements means that the fix is going to be all that more dramatic and worse. And we had the opportunity 10 years ago to make minor fixes to things like age, you know, age requirements, indexing, mm-hmm. or you know, doing some minor things in the front end that yep. make big differences in the outline years. But all anybody ever wants to do with them is use those ideas to beat you over the head, you know, politically. I've never been afraid to talk about it. I think it's important to talk about it. I am on a bill that now right wingers, hang on. You know, Dennis Lindahl's going to have to relax a little bit when I say this. Mitt Romney has been one of the Republican leaders on dealing with the mandatory side of the ledger. I serve on the budget committee with Mitt, Lindsey Graham, and several others. We've got to do some things, guys. And so I'm committed to continuing to do that. We just have to get more people on both sides of the aisle, but particularly on the Democratic side of the aisle, to admit this is a problem.
Well, I mean, you know, if your household budget is as far over as we are with this, and, you know, we don't even have a budget anymore, but you want to see a real insurrection, start canceling, tell those that have Social Security and paid in their entire lives that all of a sudden we don't have the money anymore for you.
Senator,
good luck with that.
And the reality is that, you know, we all pay in, but we're not going to get as much back as we can if we don't do something dramatically different. And like every attempt has been highly politicized. There's one member, I'll leave him nameless, but when I first got into the Senate, I met him. He's a Democrat. And I said, you know, I've always wanted to meet you, Senator, because you wrote a wonderful editorial op-ed with Paul Ryan when they were both, you know, the chairs of the respective committees in the House and the Senate on how to deal with Medicare insolvency. And he said, yeah, the worst political move of my life, he said. And, of course, he's since reneged on all those ideas because it's just too much political heat for a lot of people.
Senator, thank you for coming on, as always, every week. This is Jim at ND Flagpole Guy,
yeah,
U.S. Flagpole Guy. I just applaud the fact that you come on every week and that you try and remain accountable to the constituents. And that's something that probably hardly any others do. But, you know, you mentioned all of these statistics and the way that these insolvencies are going to happen. I'm wondering, sir, if how is all this illegal immigration going to affect Medicare and Social Security and everything? Is that even an equation in the equation?
Yeah, no, Jim, interesting point. But by the way, thank you for what you do in literally flying the flag of freedom. And facilitating it for a lot of the rest of us. For sure it is, because any expenditure, remember when I say entitlement, people don't like that word entitlement as it applies to things that they are actually paying into. The word entitlement, it means that you're entitled to this benefit, and most of the time because you paid in. That's exactly why you're entitled to it. But in the case of people who come here illegally or who never pay into the system, but then through some political policy maneuver, they suddenly become eligible for benefits, that's a whole different type of entitlement. And obviously, it adds to the burden not only of the management side, but adds to the discretionary side of the ledger, because guess what? More than half of the discretionary side of our budget is national defense. And so you take that one out, and everything else is so basically social health.
Yeah.
No question of that. And so you always have to calculate that in.
All right. We've got Rich in Bismarck. I want to talk about Mitch McConnell and a text in. Text in 701-237-1590 or 228-800-228-0550. We'll go to Senator Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To What's on Your Mind. 20 past the hour, we are live at the USFlagpoleGuy.com. Jim, the Flagpole Guy's new headquarters in Mandan. After an incredible... And Tipper's here. Hey, Tip! Or Tripper.
Tripper.
Tripper. Not Tipper. Tripper. Tripper is the welcoming pooch that's here, and we are dog people. Hey, Tripper, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you. So, yeah, we're at the new the 3930 21st Street Southeast in Mandan, and it's his new headquarters. We'd love to see open house all day today. They've got coffee on and the cookies and... some pastries in the shop, and mm-hmm. a lot of people milling through saying hi, and if you want to stop by, we'd love to have you.
Dickie's Barbecue.
Dickie's Barbecue coming. Hello. So, yeah, we moved the Freedom Matters USA studios to South Mandan today for the USFlagpole.guy.com open house. FreedomMattersUSA.com. Thank you guys so much for the Candace Owens event last night at the Bismarck Event Center. It was epic. I couldn't believe the crowd. I was just blown away by the just the vibe in the room. Hanging out with real America. The vast majority of Americans, I believe, were part of the contingency that were in that building last night listening to some truth from Candace Owens.
Were they the white supremacists?
Oh, yeah. It was a room full of fascists, I'll tell you what.
Did all them white people want to take Candace out last night?
Terrible.
Caucasians.
Yeah.
Caucasians.
Violent, deplorable behavior. It was crazy. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. If you want to support a company that thinks like you do, Patriot Mobile is where you want to do it. They give to causes, and if you go to the website, patriotmobile.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. You can click on their efforts and their causes and things they support. It really is unbelievable, and they give a lot of money, and it makes it super easy to switch, and it's just important to support these companies. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and as I said, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations for cause like TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's organization. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. You get free activation. The code is FLAGFAMILY. Switching super easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call them. U.S.-based customer service team. You'll understand when they're talking to you. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Tell them the What's On Your Mind team said to stop in. We're a talk radio town hall going. Senator Kevin Cramer is on with us from North Dakota, as he is every Friday. Senator, text in. Is Lindsey Graham actively working to elect Democrats, or is he the dumbest politician in the known universe? In an election cycle, it is so important for the survival of the nation, and with the absolutely no room for error, why would he introduce divisive legislation weeks before Election Day? Your thoughts?
So first of all, I think Lindsey's like at least 98 of my colleagues. They all think they should be president. So you know, everybody's sort of looking for a way to differentiate themselves. Lindsey's divisive legislation that the texter's talking about is that he introduced a federal 15-week abortion ban. In other words, it's a law that it sets it's a pain capable bill is what it is for those pro life activists familiar. Now that Roe v. Wade's been overturned, you know, states now determine what their state laws are, and they can be as strict as they want to make them with regard to abortion rights or prohibitions, and I'd prefer to call it pro life. Lindsey thinks and introduced this legislation last week. I suspect what the person's referencing is that, that's, as they call it, divisive legislation. I take a little bit of a different view, and I certainly there are good reasons to think differently than I think on this. I actually think it's a winning message. We see overwhelmingly that people across the country believe there should be some limits on abortion, and pain capable is one of the lines that the vast majority of Americans don't want us to cross. If a child can feel pain, we shouldn't be able to kill them in the womb. Now you might say, well, yeah, but that here's the week when they've had the third quarter of awful inflation numbers. Of course, while inflation numbers are being announced and dominating the markets and the TV screen, the Democrats had an inflation celebration over at the White House. If you can figure that one out, let me know. But so I think there's some legitimate concern that Lindsey sort of stepped on their really bad week in terms of politics and policy. But I don't think the introduction of the bill itself is all that bad. I think we're right on the topic. I think we're right politically on the topic. And probably most importantly, guys, since Roe v. Wade being overturned by the courts, I don't think anybody could deny that the left, the pro-abortion crowd, has been energized. We've seen an uptick in anti-life people registering to vote and getting interested in politics. And I think our side has felt a little bit neglected, perhaps, even though they celebrate the victory. So I'm not sure it's as bad a political move as a lot of the pundits seem to think it is. And remember this, I was asked last week by reporters, of course, about this a lot. And And, you know, they try to drive a wedge between Lindsey and Mitch McConnell because, you know, and Rick Scott. And they're always taking these things as though each senator does exactly what Mitch McConnell tells them to, and we all do the groupthink thing. And that's just not the United States Senate. So anyway, kind of a long explanation, but I don't think Lindsey's the dumbest politician in the world, and I do think he did this on purpose.
Yeah. Another text, Social Security is not an entitlement. Totally agree with that. Dennis Lindahl, our friend, is here, and we've been hanging out at usflagpoleguy.com, and Dennis is a longtime friend, and I know you know Dennis, and Dennis stopped in and said, hey,
yes,
have a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yes,
he's one of those right-wing radicals that thinks the Constitution's relevant.
Oh, the Constitution.
You crazy fascist, you.
What is wrong with him? Jeez.
I suppose you think the Ten Commandments still count, too.
Wow. I'm trying to figure out where they're taking them down. When they take them down, where do they put them? I don't know. Anyways.
Speaking of a crossing of constitutional rights. Anyway, I'm on your side. Go ahead.
Yes. So I just had a question. You know, look, we got $13.5 billion to Ukraine. I mean, we just export all this money. You know, I don't understand. Where's Congress in this? Where's the decision-making process?
Any oversight, any of that?
That
was on top of the $80 billion we've already sent, right?
Right.
I mean, it's nearing $100 billion or more.
Right. So do you have any comments on that, Senator?
Sure. A few things. First of all, for the most part, Congress has authorized or appropriated the money that either the president sends under his powers, the drawdown powers. So the commander-in-chief of the United States military does have what are called drawdown powers. So that what that means is, to the degree there are weapons systems or munitions, or for that matter, a balance somewhere of aid for military assistance, he does have some authority. But so that authority has either been derived from previous Congresses and storage of certain weapon systems in other parts of the world or in our own country. And then there's what Congress, whether through a normal appropriations process or a supplemental process or it's a standalone appropriation process, funds. We're at about $13.5-14 billion for the war effort in Ukraine. Some of the money that's been appropriated beyond that is not munitions. A lot of it's aid, part of the normal global aid process umbrella, if you will, deals with refugee programs and whatnot. And we could argue about whether there should even be that much of that anywhere. I would argue that abandoning the globe while we are more America first than globalist has ramifications. My point would be this, Dennis. Not helping Ukraine win would cost us much, much, much more, and probably more in the hundreds of billions of dollars range if we end up in World War III.
And, Kev, you know, I don't think anybody's arguing that. I think what I have a problem with is the oversight of it, is there's no accountability in it. We've got a full phone bank. We've got all your phone calls coming up. Stand by. It's What's on Your Mind, live in Mandan today.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Pre-activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Federal Judge Raymond Deary has been chosen to become the special master and decide whether any documents are off limits in any legal proceedings against President Trump. The FBI has shown bias in the past towards Trump, necessitating an independent observer. Germany is taking control of three Russian-owned oil refineries in their country to ensure energy security before an embargo on oil from Russia takes effect January 1st. They account for about 12% of Germany's oil refining capacity and employs about 12,000 people. Countless mourners waited for hours Thursday in a line that stretched almost 5 miles long in London for a chance to spend a few minutes filing past Queen Elizabeth II's coffin while she lays in state. The Chiefs beat the Chargers 27-24 in the first all-streaming Thursday night football game. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? Scotty's off today. Happy Friday, 16th of September already. Kevin Flynn with Jim, the flagpole guy at Indy Flagpole Guy. We should say USFlagpoleGuy.com's new headquarters here in Mandan, 3930 21st Street Southeast. If you're in Mandan, Bismarck area, come on over. They got coffee on. There's danishes and cookies in the back. And got some Dickie's Barbecue showing up at noon. Man, you know how to do it right.
11 to 1.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I always do the shout-out. We do the lunch specials, and they have them every day. They change every day. It's home cooking, scratch, grab-and-go convenience always. But if the lunch special, if you say, I'm really not a fan of tater tot hot dish, let's say today, if you're on 45th Street, if you're not a fan of Swedish meatballs or whatever, you can never go wrong with the 4 for $4. Personal pan pizza, couple of cookies, 20-ounce soda. It's the true inflation buster for $4. Just pick your drive-thru, and what do you think you pay for a chicken sandwich combo? It's like $12. It's crazy now.
Right.
Going to PetroServe, pan pizza, a couple of cookies, soda. You can eat half of that pizza and save it for later and still only spend $4. That's what I'm talking about. PetroServe USA, and they are hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. Tell them we sent you. 33 past there, 27 in front of the top of the hour. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kevin Cramer is on with us. We've got we're just talking a little bit about Ukraine and the money laundering thing. I don't know that, and I've said before, and you look at Hunter, you look at Burisma, you look at all the things that happened in Ukraine, and you think, well, they got a new guy now, so everything's all fixed. I've never believed that. I equate Ukraine as, if you watch Ozark, it's like the casino steamboat casino thing that they have. It's like that's Ukraine. I mean, money goes in, not really sure where it comes out. And Kevin, I don't think that anyone's going to argue that they need help. They're up against Russia, et cetera. But what help do they need? But I like Dennis. I'm like a pallets full of cash. I just don't understand how we vote for one more dime until we see some oversight on some of that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'm on a bill that was introduced by your favorite senator, one of them, John Kennedy, that would create a special inspector general just for the Ukraine war. In other words, one agency, one person within the inspector generals. Now, we have inspectors general in State Department and obviously in the Armed Services and the Department of Defense, but we want one just for this issue, just to monitor Ukraine. When it comes to the weapon systems, like I said earlier, it's hard to monitor them when you don't have anybody on the ground there. And we don't, and we don't want to. They're clearly using the weapons systems because they're right now, it looks like they're winning the war. I mean, they're pushing back a far bigger, far better equipped army.
Why wouldn't you have that before you send them $80 billion? That's like the cart got way ahead of the horse on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like two separate issues, right? The cash thing versus the military thing. And so there's a lot of questions, obviously, rightfully being asked. I had a very pointed conversation just this week with a couple of members of parliament from Ukraine that were in my office. And I listened for a long time while they made their case. They're very specific, particularly when it comes to arms. But then, when they were all done, I just sort of, I didn't unleash on them, but I did just sort of lay out certain things that are very concerning. Now, when you talk about President Zelensky, who right now has a reputation of basically being a modern-day Churchill, because he's stayed there, because he's stayed in Kyiv, because he's been to the, you know, front lines, he seems fearless, and to his credit, he's been inspirational in that way. But I always like to remind people, Ukraine isn't Russia, but they're not the United States either. They still have a lot of oligarchs that have influence. They still have plenty of their own corruption right inside the government. Now, he has systematically gotten rid of some corrupt cabinet members, for example. But still, you know, you just have to know that to some degree, you're not dealing with, you know, you're not even dealing with United Kingdom, you're dealing with Ukraine. But also remember this, and here's another frustration you guys haven't brought up that I know a lot of people feel, and I certainly do, and that is, what about the rest of Europe? I mean, they're surrounded by NATO nations that are being very helpful. I don't want to imply they're not. Poland in particular has been stellar. But then you have Germany and France and the United Kingdom and all the other, you know, big countries in Europe that are basically democracies. They're not our type of democracy, but they're democracies, and they have a lot more at stake. And so I'd like to see them step up a little bit more, and a lot of them have done a lot. You guys, probably the biggest thing that they've done is they've cut themselves off from Vladimir Putin's energy, and the Biden administration has been very slow, in fact, unwilling to respond with good, clean, you know, Tioga-made natural gas, for example. Joe Biden weaponized natural gas in this conflict, and we have the solution, and he's been reluctant to let us use it. There are many things frustrating about it, but I just want to end on this point. But at the end of the day, the United States not getting involved in World War II soon enough ended up costing us a lot more when we were brought into it. There's a little different war than the Middle East, for sure.
Well, Kevin, I'll tell you, I'm reading through about 30 different texts of people that are listening right now, and I will tell you that my advice to you as a senator, of my two cents, is that you say, and you're not going to spend another dime until this inspector general is put in place and we get some oversight on this, because it seems that a lot of people are a little upset about the green lighting of pallets of cash. Texter says, and we got to get to our calls here, so sad to see the flag burners of the 60s and 70s under the premise of free speech are now leadership in a lot of offices. They hated America then, and they still do today. All right, let's get to the phones. You've been waiting a long time. Rich is in Bismarck talking about Mitch McConnell. Rich, what's on your mind? Make the questions and answers quick, guys. We got to get through them here. Rich, are you there? Hello, Rich. Calling Rich. Rich in Bismarck. Oh, Jerry and McIntosh. Jerry wanted to talk about the price of diesel. Jerry, what's on your mind? All right, who do we have? Chris on the road. All right, Chris on the road. Question for Jim and Kevin Cramer. Jim, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you both, Jim and Senator Cramer, for everything you guys do. Got a question, a.k.a. riddle/puzzle. I'd asked this question before on the other Senator Hovind, but what is the significance of a gold fringe flag?
Of a gold fringe flag? That's generally a parade flag.
Right.
And that would be an interior flag. That would be displayed on a stage. And
right.
It's for decoration. It's for decoration. So there's looking at the maritime law, so there's this rumor that
Correct.
Circulates
Correct.
That flag fringe is maritime law, and it's not. It's just decoration. There's not maritime law associated with the flag fringe.
And I looked that up too, and I couldn't find where it was.
It's been debunked. It's debunked.
Okay, 28 U.S.C. 3002 15A states that the United States means a federal corporation. And then if you also look into
the
United States
Congressional
Record, March 17th, 1993, volume 33, page 8.
Got nothing to do with the flag.
1303, it's the says otherwise, but it does. The goldfinch leg does have something to do with it.
I'm just going to say right now, I'm not the end-all when it comes to all things flags and flag-related.
And I'm not trying to be offensive or insultive. I was just curious to see what your guys' responses were going to be, because not a lot of people
are. I've looked into it a lot. I've looked into it a lot, and there's no association with the flag fringe and you know, maritime law or being a sovereign citizen or anything like that. It's no association.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chris. Did you have another question or just that comment?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I'm not the expert on it either. I've heard this I don't want to call it an argument necessarily, but this debate over the years. And one thing where I've sort of landed is, if you've got the Stars and the Stripes surrounded by anything and you still have the Stars and Stripes, you have the Stars and Stripes. And we ought to fly it loud and proud and be less critical and more complimentary and try to get more people flying it. Because I've heard people that have even been upset that there's an eagle at the top of the pole and all that.
Yeah.
I get that. People have their preferences and they're entitled to those. It is the Stars and Stripes that matter the most, folks. Just that's my
answer. All right, question for the Senator, North Dakota Senator Cameron Kramer. Pete is on. Pete, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I would just like to know if the Senator, I've talked to his office a few times about this. Why people, when you turn 65, you're forced on Medicare. But why can't we use manufactured coupons to offset the price of our prescriptions?
Okay, so I missed a little bit of that.
Bismarck often about it several times, even this week, and Jody just kind of blows you off. I mean, before the Medicare, I could give us one medicine that was really good for me for a $20 copay a month. When on Medicare, that's cost me over $700 a month.
Wow.
I can't use a coupon, because I could use a coupon before. And, of course, your staff tells me how you care so much about Medicare, about people being hurt by Medicare, but I don't ever see your staff doing anything.
Senator Pete, let's let him ask the question.
So I'm only hearing about every other word here. It's something about Medicare and prescriptions. What's the specific issue?
Discount coupons.
Why can't we use manufactured coupons to help cut the cost of them?
Well, first of all, I don't think you should be forced onto Medicare. Did you say something about that?
When you turn 65, you have to go on Medicare.
So do you have a supplemental Medicare that covers medication?
I have a Part D for prescription coverage, but I still can't use a coupon to help cut the cost. And they said, we don't allow them in Medicare.
Right. So if you don't want to use the Medicare, I'm not super familiar. I'll have to get into the details with it to give a better answer. But just listening to what I've been able to hear, it seems to me the option is to use one or the other. Is that what they're telling you?
You can't use coupons. I didn't know that.
I was told we have to sign up for Medicare when we turn 65.
Right.
Yeah, and you can't use manufacturer coupons on Medicare.
And why we can't use coupons.
Now under the new law, supposedly Medicare is going to be able to negotiate with the drug companies for a lower price. In other words, they're going to set the price. What they're going to do, government's going to try to set the price of certain things. I don't see how that could possibly work. That's just going to shift the cost to somebody else, as does every discount, just cost of things to somebody else. I'd have to look into the details of it from a legal standpoint, but I'm kind of sensing that you're given a choice, but I'll have to look into the details.
I'll text you an article.
We just brought up an article about it. Can't have it. All right. We're going to wrap up our final segment coming up. Ryan in Aberdeen, Tim's in Fargo, Bob is in Williston. 228-800-228-0550. Quick answers to quick questions, because we want to get them all in here on What's on Your Mind.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? We've moved the Freedom Matters USA studios to the USFlagpoleGuy.com world headquarters here in Mandan at 3930 21st Street Southeast in Mandan for his big Jim's big open house going today. Dickie's Barbecue for lunch. If you're in the Bismarck, Mandan area, come on over and say hi. The coffee's on, and the cookies are delicious, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the chocolate caramel drop cookies. Fantastic. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Pretty much everything. He's got specials going on. He's got some buy one, get ones. He's got some great discounts, the slippers, the sheets, the mattress toppers, the pillows themselves, the premium My Pillows, the body pillows, pet pillows, all of them on there. And whatever you're shopping for at MyPillow.com, just remember one name, and it's five letters, easy to remember. It's Scott, S-C-O-T-T. That's your promo code. So when you go to the homepage, MyPillow.com, scroll down to the radio listener special, you click on that. Specials and stuff. Discount, depending on what you're buying. across the board at MyPillow.com. And speaking of Mike Lindell, we just wanted to, we're on with Kevin Kramer, North Dakota Senator. We just a couple minutes left. I want to get to these calls quick, but give me your 30-second take on the Gestapo stopping at a Hardee's in Mankato and taking Mike's phone and having a subpoena. And what level of crazy is that?
Well, and does this end in F-15s, you know, destroying people?
Yeah.
Well, don't give him any ideas. He shouldn't sit down on the radio. That's probably coming next. I mean, this is the craziest, most outlandish thing I've ever seen in America. You know, maybe 100 years ago, I don't know. But first of all, anybody knows Mike Lindell, and I know him quite well, knows darn well that if you called him up or you went through lawyers like you're supposed to do and say, you know, we'd like to take a look at this, you know, iPhone or cell phone.
Like, right.
When would be a convenient time to do it? And he'd meet you there, and he'd probably give you a free pair of slippers. I mean, honestly.
Exactly.
But see, this is all about the show. I'm convinced, I hate to think that we've come to this, but I'm convinced that this Biden crowd, this liberal crowd, they think they have an opening right now, and they want to scare the Jesus out of people into complying with their craziness. And it's very, very upsetting to me, because this is not what liberals used to believe. This is not what the Democratic Party used to be.
How long till Senator Kramer gets raided?
Yeah,
well,
right?
It's funny you say that. I think about that a fair bit, but I'm such a, I don't know, I'm so boring that I just think they'd be wasting their time. But, you know, they can make stuff up if they have to.
Right.
So I've never had money. I've never had money, so that I could never get in trouble with.
All right, we got to get to some calls. Let's get to Ryan in Aberdeen. Had a comment for the senator. Ryan, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my calls, fellas. Senator Kramer, it's because I am not one of your constituents that I wanted to talk to you today, and it's regarding the abortion issue, Lindsey Graham. 15-week abortion bill. Caller called, said they thought it was divisive, a wedge issue, and you took issue with that. Simple difference of opinion, which I can certainly handle. You said you thought it was a winning issue. My question to you is, a winning issue for who? A winning issue for Lindsey Graham? A winning issue for Kevin Kramer? A winning issue for the Republican senatorial committee? It seems to me like we were celebrating Dobbs precisely because it kicked it back to the state. And now, instead of 9 rogue justices, we have 100 elected senators deciding for us, which I think is equally as odious.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you'd much rather have, I think, 100 elected representatives making decisions than even 9 rogue justices.
Right.
So that's what the federal government, that's what the legislature's for, the Congress. Second of all, there are very few things that our founding fathers, that are founding documents, where they gave power to the federal government. But embedded in one of the greatest founding documents of all time, of course, that being the Declaration of Independence, is the first right, the right to life. And if the federal government can't defend human life, there's very little left for their,
left to be a federal government.
So you may disagree on that issue of abortion, and we welcome that, and we welcome that discussion and that debate. But one of the things, when I say the winning issue, first of all, as I said, we're right on the issue. And second of all, the reason I think it's a winning issue is because the vast majority of Americans believe that life should be protected at some point in the womb. And 15 weeks is the pain-capable line that science has drawn, medical science has drawn. And so I think we're on the right side of the people as well as just on the right side in general. But the other thing being, you know, most of the media has been focusing on the divisiveness of the issue. But I don't think you change minds with this issue. I think you motivate people on one side or the other. You don't change a lot of minds in the political debate on the issue. The minds are changed when the hearts are changed. That's not the job of government. That's
turn everything back to the states.
That's right.
Jim, turn everything back to the states, right, Jim?
States gave the federal government
exactly.
Their power.
Turn it back to the states. Why are we talking to this knucklehead that's not a constituent. This is town hall.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there.
I do rather like listening, talking to a few people from other states too, because yeah, they bring
absolutely.
It
he is a listener. Ryan's a good guy. You bet.
Yeah.
Tim in Fargo, Bob in Williston, Mike in Toga. Sorry, we ran out of time. Senator, have a great day in Kando and a good weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
You too. Thank you, guys. Bye bye.
All right, buddy. Jim, thank you, man.
Thank you, everybody. God bless America.
Amen. Dennis, good to see you, brother.
Yes, good to be seen by you. Thank you guys so much for having us come by.
America, bless God.
That's right. That's right.
We're rocking out of here, and again, 3930 21st Street Southeast in Mandan. Come by and see us today for the open house.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.